Jody Perrette. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about October. You know, that's a month that we make sure that people understand breast cancer awareness.
Absolutely.
Did people show that they care and need to do something about it?
I believe they did. You know, we preach the early detection, self-screenings, getting your mammograms regularly. And actually, looking at the schedule, we have had a few more patients this month coming in for reconstruction than what we have seen in the previous few months. So I don't know if it's based on them having their annual screenings or self-detection, but unfortunately, we did have a few more patients this month coming with the breast cancer diagnosis. So it was caught. It's treatable. We're able to help them with the reconstruction portion.
And remembering what the two doctors told me, see, people think I don't remember. They both said people need to be aware of their options.
Absolutely. We feel even if you're not interested in breast reconstruction during this phase of being diagnosed, we always want you to have all your options. And we call going through breast cancer a journey. And we want you to have all the information possible during this journey that you are going down. Even if you just visit with the doctors, know what your options are, either to have it done during your first stage mastectomy, you could do your first stage of reconstruction, or if you want to do a delay, that is your personal choice. But we just want you to have all of your options available for you individually.
Just 31 days in October, but there's 334 days the rest of the year. They shouldn't let their guard down.
No, they shouldn't. Continue to do your self-exams on a monthly basis and your annual screenings. And catching everything early is more treatable than waiting until it's too late.
All right. Before we get to cool sculpting.
Yes.
I remember from the lectures I've had from you in years past. Okay. That the last quarter of the year gets very, very busy.
It does get very, very busy. Those patients who have insurance plans that they've met their deductible, now they decide they want to have something done like a breast reduction or even part of their reconstruction before their deductible starts over. Now is the time to get scheduled. We are filling up. We have a few slots left. If you haven't been in to visit with the physician yet, you need to schedule your appointment ASAP. We're filling up. You can always be on a callback list if we have a cancellation, but there's no guarantee we'll be able to get you in much longer because December is pretty full.
Your two surgeons, very much local, but they are very much different.
They are.
They both care about the patients and making sure that they get treated as quickly as possible and that they get the proper follow-up.
Absolutely. If you are unfortunate and are diagnosed with breast cancer, we do everything in our power to get you in as soon as possible. We know it's weighing on your mind, your stress level. We want to be there to reassure you, get the stages going, get the process rolling, and take care of you. And we see our patients back as often as you need to be seen back. If you have questions, we answer them. You get to a nurse right away. You don't have to wait for 24 hours to get a call back. Our nurses make sure your calls are returned that day. We get you in if needed. We have a couple of mid-levels that can see you on an urgent basis. We're here for our patients, and our patients become our family. And that's the best part about working at Plastic Surgery Associates is our patients come in and we know them by name. They know us by name. And you deal with the same patients over and over, so they are like family.
My name, she's Jody Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates of
South Dakota and Iowa.
Good. I hadn't done that in a long time.
It's been a while.
And you caught on. Daggone, I thought I had you this morning. Cool sculpting event coming up on November the 8th, and you guys have some advantages that others don't have.
Absolutely. We are excited about our fourth quarter cool sculpting event. It is Friday, November 8th from 9 to 4. We appreciate you calling in to reserve a time. We do have a few time slots left, but you are free to come in at your own will as well. No reservations required. We'll just work you into the schedule as can fit. We are the only clinic in the Siouxland region that has all of the newest cool sculpting adapters. So we can treat all parts of the body that others cannot. And we also have the only cool sculpting expert to do the treatments that has graduated from a Cool Sculpting University. So she's well-trained, well-adversed, knows the ins and outs, knows the tricks to the trade. She can get you the best treatment that you're going to have. So you have less downtime. The treatments are shorter because of the new adapters. The follow-ups, we can see you back whenever you need to be seen back. We'll do a 3-month follow-up and get photos, everything you need. But the consultation to come in and see Amanda is free. So why not take advantage? Come in and see if Cool Sculpting is for you or if you're more of a surgical candidate. Pardon me, but she will be upfront and honest with you. If she doesn't think that Cool Sculpting is for you, she will let you know. She's not going to take your money and have you not get a result. If she feels that you're a good candidate, she will certainly give you the idea of what's going to be best for you, her professional opinion. And by coming to the event, you had a huge savings on what our normal price is just for coming to the event.
All right. November 8th, is there any particular time of day?
9 to 4 is what we're saying.
So that's basically all.
All day. Yep.
All right, sunscreen. I saved that to last. You know, I could have done better this year. I'm sorry. This is true confession, but we all could have.
We could, yes. There are days like today when it's gloomy out and cold and you think, it doesn't matter. I don't need to have sunscreen on. It does. You're still getting UV rays through the clouds. The sun is out there. You can see it in the haze. It's still burning your skin. So remember, you always need to have a broadband sunscreen, SPF A and B, so that you are covering all aspects of the sunscreen.
You just happen to have some of that on hand.
Yes. We have two kinds of sunscreen on hand. One is for a more dry skin and one is for a more oily skin. They both are broadband covering A and B. We sell them in our office. It's a physician grade skincare, so you are getting more active ingredient to cover for the sun protection. But we also have other skincare products in our skin line that are suitable for any skin type. And our staff are very well trained on the different products and what would be best for you.
For those men that tuned out the first part of this, you do take care of men too, because
Absolutely.
It's a competitive dog-eat-dog world out
That's
there.
Right. That's right. We've gotten more men over the last year than what we've seen in quite some time. And it is because of jobs, job interviews, wanting to look younger, wanting to look less tired, getting their lower eyelids done or the upper eyelids done. But gynecomastia, which is a male breast reduction, is a big one now also. Men are just as self-conscious as women are. And if they're
sometimes
when they go to the gym, they want to look just as good as the next guy. So they are always trying to improve themselves as well. And yes, we are here for the men. If it's not surgical, we are here for the aesthetic portion. We've gotten more men doing Botox and fillers just for that quick pickup.
All right. Most asked question you get from men and from women.
I would say from women, it's always, how soon can I get it done? Because they've already made their decisions before they even come into the office that they want something done. For men, it's, have you done this on a man before? Is this common for a man? Yes, it all is. And men also have been doing Cool Sculpting.
Really?
Yep.
So you expect some of those on November the 8th?
I do. We generally have a few that do come in, and they have scheduled and had great results. So it is there for the men as well. If you have that little bit of extra roll around your jeans, we can get
I've been
you
working
taken care
on that,
of it.
So.
Yeah. I think we all do.
I think we do as much as we can. Website people can go to.
Our website is PlasticSurgeryAssociatesOfSD.com. Or you can call us and speak with any of our staff who are very well adversed in all of our procedures. It's 335-3349.
This isn't a job you just had for a year. You've been there how many years?
28.
So you have seen a lot of changes, seen a lot of people, helped a lot of people in those years.
Yes. And I've seen how cosmetic surgery has revolved on the different fillers that come out, which are better for you, better product line, it lasts longer, to any of the new lasers and different techniques that are being done. You know, the Cool Sculpting is new, the Vivive treatment is new, the different facial rejuvenations are new. So, yeah, plastic surgery does change with the times, and of course, it's all improving as you go.
Jody Perrette with Plastic Surgery Associates. Appreciate the visit. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.